The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. This is coverage of area high school sports on KPLO, DRGNews.com, and the DRG News app. It's time for the pregame on KPLO.
Hi, and a very good evening to you. We welcome you here to Wessington, South Dakota, where tonight we bring you coverage of regional high school volleyball on KPLO. We've got a good matchup for you here tonight on KPLO. The Miller Rustlers at 23-5, taking on the 23-3 Woolsey Wessington Lady Warbirds. And our coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is brought to you by Venture Communication, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock Exchange, and Wagner Auto. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by BankWest Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the May Adam Law Firm, Avera Health, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, by Riverview Power Sports in Oklahoma, Agtegra, by Right Seed, the Golden Buffalo Casino, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Our coverage of regional high school volleyball tonight is also being brought to you by Miller Rexall, Carr Chiropractic, American Family Insurance, Volksgarden and Associates, by C&B Operations, John Deere and Miller, Advanced Collision and Repair, and Kent Clark Insurance. John Neff is our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle, and as we mentioned, a good matchup coming your way tonight. Woolsey Wessington, 23-3 overall. They have won four of their last five matches. They are the number one seed currently in Region 2B. And when you look at things statewide, they are the number six overall seed in the Class B field. Miller, on the other hand, they set at 23-5. They have won four of their last five matches. They are currently the number one seed in Region 6A, the fourth overall seed in the Class A field, and both teams with about 10 days remaining in their regular season wanting to get things tuned up down the stretch, and why not play one of those real tight matches, and that's what we'll see here tonight. These two teams did play in the CDSD tournament about three, 4 weeks ago, and at that tournament it was when they played the best two out of three. It was a three-setter that was won by Woolsey Wessington, but both coaches said, well, it's a match that just could have went either way down the stretch. We expect it to be a very tightly contested and, well, just a well-played match here tonight. Both of these coaches have done this for a while, and they know what they want to see and how they want to tune up in the final 10 days or so of the regular season, and they do work here tonight in front of a very good crowd. A beautiful day in eastern South Dakota. Our pregame show is brought to you by the folks at BankWest Insurance. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team. They remind you to buckle up every trip and every time. We would also like to welcome those of you joining us worldwide on the KPLO page at our website, drgnews.com, as we will bring you live video streaming of tonight's volleyball matchup. Our pregame show continues as we talk to the coaches next. Lindy Utek of the Woolsey Wessington Lady Warbirds is next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
In today's economy, every dollar counts. To be certain you have the right insurance coverage at the right price, BankWest agents work with multiple companies to compare options on your behalf. Your BankWest agent can help you avoid paying too much while assuring you have adequate coverage for those times when you need it most. Contact your local BankWest agent for a free policy review. Insurance products are not deposits, are not FDIC insured, and may lose value.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports, from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archive video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app. Download it now from the App Store or Google Play.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights. But nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action Monday, October 23rd. Tune in to ESPN Channel 21 as the 49ers head to U.S. Bank Stadium to take on the Vikings at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. Call 605-852-2224.
Titan Machinery needs to add an experienced service technician to the Case IH team in Highmore, Miller, and Pier. As a service technician and diesel mechanic, you'll perform machinery diagnostics, repairs, maintenance, and pre-delivery work on heavy equipment with a high level of quality and efficiency. They offer an excellent compensation package and a signing bonus is available depending on experience. For more information, log on to www.titanmachinery.com/careers or contact Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer at 701-356-0130.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and are happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211. Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pier, is your transportation headquarters in Central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pier.
Success segment brought to you by the folks at May Adam, and we've talked them into UTEC, head coach of the Warbird, Lady Warbirds of Woolsey West. And coach, you said at 23-3. Tell us a little bit about your ball club.
A lot of teams had us kind of down and out this year because we graduated 6 seniors last year. But this summer the girls came into the gym and we worked hard and we moved some girls around. And I've had some younger girls step up and fill spots that we needed filled this year. So they've been working hard. They're starting to play together as a team. They're starting to trust one another. And we're starting to put some stuff together.
As you get down to just a handful of matches remaining, number one in your region, that's a goal. Number six in your overall statewide. And I think it's really important. And you've been doing this a while, so you know how important it is to be part of that top third, I think, of the SODAC 16. It's really big, and you have the opportunity to do that with the matches you have remaining.
Oh, yeah. We're very excited. We certainly want to stay top in our region, one or two. The one spot's always nice to have. And then, yeah, as far as the SODAC 16, there's a lot of really good teams out there. We just want to keep playing hard and see if we can stay in that top half.
You take on Miller for the second time this season tonight. Miller, another solid ball club, but you were able to get them before. So what kind of a mindset does that do besides just help you just a little bit confidence-wise coming into tonight?
And the first time we played, it was close. It was a really good match, and we know that we're going to have to show up tonight. We're going to have to play hard. We're going to have to be ready for tips. We're going to have to be ready for their hard hits. We're going to have to serve the ball well. We're going to have to just move and play as a team tonight.
And I think as you get to this point of the season, obviously you're playing a lot better than where you were back in August when the season started. But how do you approach the last – you've got 4 matches in about 10 days roughly of the regular season. How do you approach things over the next week, 10 days? And then you have a little time off before the postseason starts. How do you approach things?
All season long it's just been we've been playing one match at a time. So we're looking at tonight. We've been focusing on tonight. And then we focused on tomorrow night. We go to SBA. And then we regroup on Wednesday and we get ready for Redfield next week in Falkton. But we can't overlook anybody. We can't look ahead to the postseason too early. It's just playing one match at a time, playing one night at a time.
As you get matched up here against Miller, what's going to be the key for you guys to be successful this evening?
Serve-receive is going to be huge for us. They got some really good servers. We're going to have to make sure we can get the ball up for a setter. And then we've got some really great hitters. And, we've got more than just one weapon. We've got a couple girls that can get on fire at any point. So we want to make sure we're setting up our hitters so they can hit the ball.
All right, Coach, best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, that's Linda Utech, head coach of the Woolsey Westington Lady Warbirds, part one of our Keys to Success. And we'll have more next on KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. Their skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, and personal injury. they're able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm and Peer, since 1881.
Our pregame interviews, we talked to Linda DeBoer, head coach of the Miller Wrestlers. And coach, as you said, 23-5, three matches remaining in the regular season. You had some holes to fill coming into this year, but I think you filled them and have put together a pretty nice season.
Yeah, it's ended up being a really good one so far. We've lost a couple matches I feel like we shouldn't have lost, but I'm sure every coach says that looking back at the season thus far. But lots of new kids on the court for us after graduating those seven seniors. And so, yeah, lots of new kids, names for you to call. And but they're doing well. They played really well this past weekend, so I hope we're hitting our stride right before postseason.
You know, one of the things that's nice for me to see is I start doing this in August, and you see these kids grow, and you see them about midway through the season and say, yeah, they're better. And then you see them at this time of the season, you go, wow, these guys are really good. And it happens to that for a lot of teams, and especially you guys, as you said, at 23-5.
Yeah. You know, they work really, really hard. I'm proud. We're young and maybe a little inexperienced, but every practice they come out and work hard and try to get 1% better. And they bought into that philosophy very early in the season, and it's just continued to pay off for us as we go.
And you really don't have what I would call, you know, a go-to player. I mean, it seemed like every match that I've covered throughout the season, it's been a different person that stepped up, and you'll probably have another different person that steps up tonight.
Yeah, that's exactly how we've always been, I feel, at Miller. Even with the Katie Fernholtzes, she had a great supporting cast, and we like to move the ball around. We don't like to be predictable and only set one or two people. We want the six people out on the court to do the best that they can do at that time. And so I like our balance. We can go to anybody on any given night and get productivity out of them.
This is a matchup that you had a couple weeks ago. I think it was against Wolsey Wessington where they got you as part of the, I think, a CDSD tournament. And, you know, they got you in three sets, and it was a long match as far as a tournament match goes. But you want to be able to see, you know, see these kids grow from it and play better.
Yeah, I hope it turns out the way it turned out against Roncalli. We had lost a five-setter to Roncalli earlier in the season and beat them this past weekend in two. So I hope the same thing happens tonight, that we've grown more throughout the season and we show up with a lot of fire tonight. It was a three-setter, and that third set, we were down, I think, 11-1, and we came back and almost got it. So my kids just don't quit. You can't measure hard on paper, and they keep proving that over and over again.
That's Linda DeBoer, head coach of the Miller Wrestlers, as we get her comments coming into this volleyball match this evening against Wolsey Wessington. Our keys to success brought to you by the folks at May Adam. It's time for starting lineups for Wolsey Wessington. They will start up front with Kaylin Doris, a 5'11 senior. Samara Clemente, a 5'11 junior. Tatum Luce, a 5'9 junior. And Peyton Chemnitz, a 5'7 senior. Kendall Utech will start as well. She is a 5'7 sophomore. Laney Utech, a 5'6 senior. And she will start. Shay Utech will be the libero for Wolsey Wessington. The Lady Warbirds enter the contest tonight with a record of 23-3. And their head coach is Lindy Utech. For the Miller Wrestlers, Alea Schlechter will start. She is a 5'10 junior, along with Olivia Riesel, a 5'10 junior. Kate Lichty, a 5'9 sophomore. Grayson Wirtle, a 5'6 sophomore. And Kate Journey Palmer, a 5'5 senior. Shaylee Anderberg, a 5'6 senior, will start as well. Jolie Palmer, a sophomore, will start at the libero for the Miller Wrestlers. As we get ready for pregame announcements here, we'll get things underway after this on KPLO.
Why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Slide! Slide! Slide!
College! Slide! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Every day, you share personal information about yourself with others. You may write a check, charge fuel, rent a car, mail your tax return, schedule a doctor's appointment, or post something on social media. Each transaction may share some sort of personal information, such as bank or credit card account numbers, social security numbers, name, address, or phone number. There are unscrupulous individuals, identity thieves, targeting these routine transactions, trying to gain your information to commit fraud. If you think someone has stolen your identity, contact Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
Wind, drought, fire, insects, disease. Together with hail, they have formed a legion of multi-perils bent on the destruction of your hard work. Your fields are under constant attack, but the team at Kent Clark Insurance stands by your side in this war. Kent Clark Insurance will give you peace of mind knowing you're covered and your claim will be processed quickly. So protect your hard work. Call Kent Clark Insurance in Wessington at 458-2281. Equal opportunity provider.
James Bartholomew Johnson, get here this instant!
Oh yeah, hi Dad, good morning.
Do you want to explain to me how the windshield in my pickup got smashed?
Well, last night me and the guys went to the softball game, and the softball just came out of nowhere.
Say no more. We'll just go down to Advanced Collision and Repair in Miller. They're a full-service auto body and repair shop for anything automotive or mechanical.
And they do windshields?
Yes, son, they even do windshields. Advanced Collision and Repair, 1022 East 3rd Street in Miller, or call 893-0190.
C&B Operations is a proud sponsor of local high school athletic teams. And just like the dedication displayed by athletes, C&B is committed to providing top-quality John Deere equipment and service to help you all year long. C&B Operations has a wide range of John Deere mowers, gators, and compact utility tractors to help you get the job done. Schedule your service appointment with the experts at C&B or shop online. Browse the inventory at DeereEquipment.com. C&B Operations, your local John Deere dealer. Committed to being your dealer of choice.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkwartz and Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
The sports season is upon us, and the last thing an athlete wants is an injury, which can ruin the season for the athlete and their team. The doctors at Carr Chiropractic Clinics PC are highly trained and educated on the prevention, treatment, and rehabilitation of sports injuries. They have a certified athletic trainer and massage therapist on staff. They provide high school athletic physicals, and they're available 24 hours a day if an injury does occur. Let their doctors and staff be part of your team. The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic wish the Miller Wrestlers good luck this season.
Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle as they finish up the announcement of the starting lineups here tonight. One piece of business we didn't get in before the commercial break with the announcement of our game officials, brought to you by the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Our game officials at the net tonight are Mike Ruth and Dean Duxbury. And we will have, this is match one of two we'll have for you this week on KPLO. Tomorrow night, we will be in Highmore as Highmore Herald takes on Lyman. A very important match for both teams as far as seeding is concerned in Region 6B. We'll be on the air with our match coverage at around 7 o'clock. Opening round of the 9A playoffs will originate from Presho on Thursday night. It will be Lyman hosting Castlewood. We'll kick off at 7. We'll get things underway with our pregame at around 6:30 on Thursday night. Our opening serve is brought to you by the region's full-service Bobcat dealer, Riverview Power Sports in Oklahoma. They can help you make light work of heavy snow with Bobcat R-Series loaders and snow removal attachments. Riverview is the name to know for compact equipment, vehicles, boats, and transportation. Learn more at RiverviewFamily.com as the Rustlers will get things underway first here at the net block. As Miller will block the attack across from Woolsey Wessex, and Miller the other way. That's Alea Schlechter across and down. And Miller gets the early lead. And while we've got a moment, let's pause for station identification on KPLO.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety. KPLO 94.5 Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5 Pier Fort Pier. Slow the drive, arrive alive.
1-0 Miller as Serving is Shaylee Anderberg, and Anderberg will put a serve into the net for the first service error of the night for the Rustlers. It ties things at one. Wolsey Wessington with the side out. This is Lainey Utek serving. Jolie Palmer back row. This is Schlechter the other way. Dugout back row, Peyton Chemnitz. They work it forward again. Blocked at the net as Schlechter makes the defensive play and sends it back for the Rustlers. 2-1. Miller has the lead in the early going. Of course, not a long road trip for the Rustlers here this evening. So, as you could imagine, a pretty stout rivalry here as Jolie Palmer serves and sends it back the other way. Lichty back row as they work up front again. Blocked at the net. And Wolsey Wessington can't dig it out. That time, it was Paige Wirtle that got in there and made the defensive play. Her first block of the night. And Miller with a 3-1 lead. Again, Palmer with the serve across. UTEC back row. They work it forward. A two-hand push here. That's across and down. And that was Kaylin Doris making the play. That was a nice attack at the net. And she scores her first kill. And the side out to Wolsey Wessington. Creighton loose serves. Quick return by Miller. Wolsey Wessington again at the net. The opportunity there. And we're going to have a whistle and a net violation. It's going to be called on Miller. Their first hitting error of the night. And that ties things at three. And again, loose will serve for Wolsey Wessington. Schlechter from the back row hammers it. Dig made. They'll duel at the net. And that's won by Miller. It is Paige Wirtle with the kill this time. As that dig back row wound up at the net. Kind of an either-or ball at the net. And Miller wins the duel. The Rustlers will put it in play once again. Shea Utek back row. Up front, they'll send it. Hitting it hard, but long out of bounds with Kaylin Doris. Back-to-back points for Miller. After the first hitting error of the night for Wolsey Wessington. 5-3, the Rustlers. Leah Schlechter putting it in play. As she'll push to the back row. Lainey Utek with the bump as they work it forward. Free ball Clemente as she clears it. Here is Miller the other way. Nice attack across, but good recovery by Wolsey Wessington as they work it back the other way. Set at the net. Down the line. Good for a kill from Paige Wirtle. Her second kill tonight. 6-3. The Rustlers with a three-point advantage as, again, Elias Schlechter serves it up. They work it to the back row. And now Wolsey Wessington, they had a setup. It was a good pass there, but Samara Clemente mistimed the jump and hits it short. And the Rustlers now have scored four in a row. It's 7-3. As Schlechter again with a low line drive serve. UTEC back row. They'll set for Clemente. That was a nice play again. Clemente just hits it a little bit long, and we're going to have an early timeout by Wolsey Wessington here in set number one. The Rustlers have scored five in a row. And lead 8-3. We'll break for 30 seconds in KPLO.
Miller Rexall Drug is an independently community-owned Health Mart pharmacy. Pharmacists Trent and Travis care about their customers and provide fast, friendly, and professional pharmacy services to help you get and stay well. Medicare and all major insurance accepted, and free delivery or mail service of prescriptions is available, along with price matching. Check out the old-fashioned soda fountain and gift card mall with Hallmark cards. Also, the wine department, a great gift selection, toy and dollar sections, photo machine, and more. Miller Rexall Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Timeouts are brought to you by Agtegra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. We talked to both coaches about the improvement of both of these teams as they've went through the season. And still, as you get to this point, there's just such a fine margin of error. And Wolsey Wessington set up the last two attacks very well, but both of them have turned into hitting errors. And Miller has worked themselves up to a five-point lead. Wolsey Wessington will set the attack there. Back row dig. Rustlers at the net. They'll push, and that's Wirtle with the shove, and that is across and down. Paige Wirtle reading the defense well and pushing it to the back line to score it. It is now a 6-3 score as the serve will remain with Miller. And Alea Schlechter will send the serve the other way. UTEC back row. They'll pass it to the net. Clemente, hard hit ball there, and Miller will run it down, but they have to free ball it across. They'll get the job done as Olivia Riesel clears. Now it is Wolsey Wessington again, and this time the end of the wheelhouse of Kaylin Doris, and she drops it across and down for her second kill. The rally for Miller was six, and now the side out will belong to Woolsey Wessington. This is Kendall Utek serving. Miller at the net, attacks down the line. That's across and down. Grayson Wirtle with her first kill of the night, and a good play by the sophomore. And one and done, the side out for Woolsey Wessington. Miller with a 10-4 lead as the Rustlers get set to go to work once again. This is Journey Palmer serving, and she will push to the back row. Woolsey Wessington with the back set, hard hit ball down the line, and that one was just wide. Kaylin Doris just missed as the side judge had to bail out of the way. So it's an 11-4 lead. And again, Palmer will put it in play at the net. Woolsey Wessington will get it across, and on just kind of the flip of the wrist there, getting it across with Kendall Utek, they'll score the kill to her. And now Kaylin Doris to the back row. She'll serve for Woolsey Wessington. The Lady Warbirds trail by six. And now Miller at the net. They'll attack Wirtle into the campfire, but it is dug out. Free ball back row. Clearing it is Woolsey Wessington. Miller will try to go the other way. They're hitting the ball at a lot of different angles, and Woolsey Wessington trying to match that, and they hit it wide and out of bounds for another hitting error. And it is a 12-5 score as Miller's lead continues to grow. Now a 7-point advantage as they will serve it up once again. Back row, Shea Utek. Back up front, and the attack comes from Woolsey Wessington. Miller will dig it out and send it back, and this is Olivia Riesel who gets it across and down. And a strong kill there. 13-5 Miller. As the Rustlers serve to the back row, Woolsey Wessington will again set it up. They will attack. Palmer will dig. Here is Shaylee Anderberg clearing it. Back up top, it comes now to Clementi, and she hammers it the other way, but they're going to say she got in the net. So a hitting violation for Woolsey Wessington. That is six of them here in this opening set. Miller all of a sudden has a 14-5 lead as Grayson Wirtle will serve it into the net, and that is a second service error for Miller on the evening. And back to the Woolsey Wessington side they go. This is the freshman Shea Udek, the libero tonight, with the overhand across as Jolie Palmer bumps it forward. The attack the other way by Anderberg with the dig made. Here's Woolsey Wessington the other way, blocked by Miller. Lady Warbirds will try again as they push to the back row. Palmer will dig. They'll set it up top, and the attack the other way, block. And we're going to have another net violation on Woolsey Wessington. There was a lot of play at the net there, but the official on the floor gave the point to Miller. And they now have a 16-5 lead as Olivia Riesel serves. Here is Woolsey Wessing the other way as they send it across. Miller will dig. They'll set it. This is Anderberg the other way, and that is across and down. Shaylee Anderberg's first kill of the night. And the Rustlers now working with a 10-point lead at 16-6. As the side out will continue, the junior Olivia Riesel puts it in play. Here is Woolsey Wessington at the net. They will attack. Palmer will dig. They'll set it up top. This is Anderberg over the top of the defense, but Woolsey Wessington will dig it out, keep it alive. Miller will tip the attack at the net. They set it for Schlechter. That's long and out of bounds. Second hitting error for Miller ends another long side out for the Rustlers. It is now 16-7 Miller as Peyton Chemnitz serves. She'll push it to the back row. Palmer up front, Schlechter down the line, dig made, whistle, net violation is going to be called on the Rustlers. As Leia Schlechter got into the net. Third hitting error for Miller. Back-to-back points scored by Woolsey Wessington. It is now 16-8 Miller. Rustlers again set the play at the net over the top of the defense. Woolsey Wessington is there with the dig. Miller keeps it alive. They set it down the line. Anderberg back up top. Woolsey Wessington the other way. Jolie Palmer with the dig. They'll set it for Schlechter with the fist bump. She sends it back across. Here's Woolsey Wessington. Again, it's blocked in the net. The Lady Warbirds will keep it alive. They'll push to the back row. Here's Miller once again. They'll set it for Anderberg, and Shaylee will push it across and down. That was right on the left sideline of Woolsey Wessington and down for a kill. And it is now 17-8 as the Rustlers go to their bench and Paige Wirtle will check in. And checking out will be Journey Palmer. This is Shaylee Anderberg serving as she pushes to the back row. Woolsey Wessington at the net trying to clear it and can't. The third hit is off the antenna, not a play. 18-8 now. As the Rustlers lead by 10. Anderberg will serve it up once again as Woolsey Wessington struggles at the net. They'll get it across, and they're going to call a double hit there. And another hitting error for Woolsey Wessington. And now we're set to go. We stopped play for just a minute as Shea Utek adjusted a shoe, but we're good to go as Anderberg will put it in play once again. To the back line, Kendall Utek, and they work it back forward. And again, Woolsey Wessington hits it short and puts it into the net. A 20-8 lead for Miller. If we work here in set number one, best 3 out of 5. As Woolsey Wessington works the return the other way, and they will hit it short once again, and that makes it a 21-8 score. The volleyball will remain on the side of the Rustlers, who are dressed in their road white uniforms. With the green numerals and trim, Anderberg will put it in play once again as she'll push to the back line. And the Lady Warbirds working it forward this time, and Kendall Utek will score the kill. That's her first of the second of the night. So Woolsey Wessington will take points where they can as Lainey Utek moves to the back row. She will serve. Here's Shaylee Anderberg back row. Set at the top, hard hit ball, but the dig made by Woolsey Wessington. They'll free ball it back across. Anderberg with the dig, Riesel with the saddle, Schlechter across. Shea Utek digs it out. Another free ball back across from Woolsey Wessington as Miller will attack once again over the top of the defense, but the dig is made. They battle at the net, and hammering it through the block is Kaylin Doris, the senior with her third kill. The fifth is a team for Woolsey Wessington as they start to try to put together a little bit of a rally, but still trail 21-10 here in this opening set. As now we're set to go, Lainey Utek will serve. Here is Palmer back row. They will work it up top. Hard hit ball blocked. And that's going to be a kill there for Paige Wirtle, and that is her fourth of the night. And again, Woolsey Wessington not able to put together a long rally. 22-10 is our score. Jolie Palmer serving for the Rustlers. And she works it back. Set at the net, the attack the other way, and a whistle. And a net violation is going to be called on Miller. It will be their fourth hitting error of this opening set. They've had a couple service errors as well. Woolsey Wessington, as we said earlier, will take points where they can. They still trail by 11. It's 22-11. Here's Jolie Palmer across. Woolsey Wessington the other way. Clementi will attack. Back row dig made. Miller will try to send it back. Now Woolsey Wessington with a free ball the other way. Dig is made at the net. They'll duel, and another opportunity for Kaylin Doris, and she drops it home. The pass for Miller was a little offline and at the net, and Doris timed to jump perfectly. And drops it down for her fourth kill of the night. 22-12. Woolsey Wessington within 10, and now an attack the other way by Miller. That is Paige Wirtle with kill number 5, and that ends the Lady Warbird rally. 23-12. As Leia Schlechter is in working back row to serve. Utek with the bump. Clementi the other way. She'll dump it across and down. Samara Clementi, the 5'11 junior, with her first kill tonight. 23-13. We trade points of late. Here's Kendall Utek serving once again. Miller with the set play and through. Well, they're going to call a lift there on Miller. Getting it through there for the Rustlers with Paige Wirtle, but they're going to call her for the lift, which will give the point to Woolsey Wessington. 23-14, Miller. As the Lady Warbirds put it in play once again, here is Miller the other way, and that is a net violation that is going to be called on Woolsey Wessington. Miller was going to score the point anyway. A rocket shot across there from Grayson Wirtle, but the net violation stopped play. And here is Journey Palmer as we work at game point. A low spinning serve that is across. And here is Wolsey Wessington passing well, setting well. And Kaylin Doris drops it to the back line and will score it. It's her fifth kill of the match. We remain at game point 24-15. And Kaylin Doris will serve for Wolsey Wessington. Here is Palmer. Vanderberg hammering it. But it goes out of bounds. Hitting error, Miller. Point for Wolsey Wessington, 24-16. As Doris will put it in play once again. Here is Miller with the bump. And Schlechter dug it out, but hit it into the net. Not a play. So a few hitting errors for Miller. Wolsey Wessington trying to battle here. It's 24-17. Doris will serve. Here is Schlechter back row. Miller will set for Wirtle down the line. Dig made. Wolsey Wessington will work at the net. A free ball the other way. Now the Rustlers have to clear it out. Here's Anderberg attacking. Utech with the dig. And now a free ball across from Laney Utech. And here is Miller once again. On the set, they work it across. But the Lady Warburgs dig it out. Clemente at the net, hits it long and out of bounds. And that will give Miller the victory in set number one by a 25-17 score. Our scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. We'll take a 2-minute break and return on KPLO.
Wind, drought, fire, insects, disease. Together with hail, they have formed a legion of multi-perils bent on the destruction of your hard work. Your fields are under constant attack, but the team at Kent Clark Insurance stands by your side in this war. Kent Clark Insurance will give you peace of mind knowing you're covered and your claim will be processed quickly. So protect your hard work. Call Kent Clark Insurance in Wessington at 458-2281. Equal opportunity provider.
Somewhere. Out there, someone needs help! That's HELP, short for Hail Dent Elimination Licensed Professionals. Like the ones you'll find at Advanced Collision and Repair in Miller. They offer a full-service collision and auto body repair shop with collision repair, paintless dent repair, windshields, and automotive repair. So if you need help! Call Advanced Collision Repair at 893-0190 or stop by 1022 East 3rd Street in Miller. Advanced Collision and Repair.
C&B Operations is a proud sponsor of local high school athletic teams. And just like the dedication displayed by athletes, C&B is committed to providing top-quality John Deere equipment and service to help you all year long. C&B Operations has a wide range of John Deere mowers, gators, and compact utility tractors to help you get the job done. Schedule your service appointment with the experts at C&B or shop online. Browse the inventory at DeereEquipment.com. C&B Operations, your local John Deere dealer. Committed to being your dealer of choice.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkers and Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Miller wins set number one by a 25-17 score. As we look at things statistically, Wolsey Wessington with some hitting errors early that allowed Miller to build up a double-digit lead, although Wolsey Wessington was able to come back and make things interesting down the stretch in that opening set. Kill-wise, it was fairly even. Miller with 10, Wolsey Wessington with 8, though 13 hitting errors compared to 7 from Miller in the opening set. And there were several net violations for Wolsey Wessington early in the match, which definitely caused them to work with a deficit throughout the early moments of the match, and it was something they just could not recover from. But they will have the serve to start here set number two. No service errors for Wolsey Wessington, just 2 for Miller. These are two teams that send things very well. No aces either. So the receive game working good as well, as Tatum loose serves for Woolsey Wessington, a hard hit ball by Schlechter, is dug out here in a rocket shot the other way. That is Kaylin Doris. That's her sixth kill, and my goodness, that had some steam on it, and it is the point for Woolsey Wessington, and they have the early lead here. Luce serves it up once again. Palmer with the bump as they move it forward, clearing it back row. That is Kate Lichty. Now Woolsey Wessington will set it up, and this is Samara Clemente across and down, and another rocket shot the other way, and it's 2-0. Here's Tatum Luce serving. Palmer back row. They set for Schlechter. Hard hit ball, but the block made by Woolsey Wessington. Free ball by Anderwerg is across as she moves it around well, but a nice hustle play for Woolsey Wessington keeps it alive. Schlechter back row. Dig made by Lainey Utek. They'll battle at the net, and it blocked and sent back. Defensive play, Kate Lichty. The third block for Miller. For Kate, it's her first of the night. And Miller scores their first point, and all of a sudden, we see a little bit more activity, a little more, I guess, intensity, you would say, here in this second set, as it will be Shaylee Anderberg who will serve for the Rustlers. As we have a little bit of delay here, now Anderberg will put it in play. Back row, it's Utek. They'll set for Clemente. She'll push to the back row. Rustlers will dig and set. And the other way, it's across and down. Kate Lichty. That is her first kill of the night. 2-2 is our score. They have all been off of rocket shot attacks. As, again, Anderberg puts it in play. Lichty back row up top. And an attack there, Kaylin Doris. And she pushes it through the block and down. And these are just really hard-hit balls that have went from one side to the other. It's now 3-2 Woolsey Wessington. As the Lady Warbirds put it in play here, as Schlechter wanting a tip. No, it's long and out of bounds, hitting error Miller, their eighth of the night. And Woolsey Wessington has scored two in a row now. 4-2. Lady Warbirds lead as they put it in play once again. Miller at the net. They'll set it, pushing the other way. The attack comes from Kate Lichty. Dug out. Doris will attack. And now Miller will work the other way. Finance play down the line. Dig is made. Miller will send it back across once again on the one-timer. And Woolsey Wessington will dig it out. They'll set it again. And Woolsey Wessington will dig it out. No, they're going to call a lift on Woolsey Wessington. It will turn out to be a hitting error. And it will give the point to Miller. It is 14-3. Jolie Palmer will serve for Miller and puts it into the net. For Miller, service error number three. And Kaylin Doris to the back row to serve for Woolsey Wessington. Hammers it to the back row. Palmer will dig. Here is a set. And down the line, it is Alea Schlechter across and down. Pushing it over the top of the defense and past the back row to make it a 5-4 score. Side out to Miller now at the Rustlers trail. Alea Schlechter serving to the back row. Roxy Glanzer, who just checked in, gets a touch as they work it back. Here's Miller the other way. They'll push to the back row. Woolsey Wessington will clean it up and send it back. Here is Anderberg set at the net. Over the top is Paige Wirtle. Woolsey Wessington will dig and set. It is Clemente, and that is across and down. And that was a nice pass, and it was handled well by the 5'11 junior as she pushes it across and down. And now the officials are going to confer as the side judge comes in. But in our standpoint, that looked to be a pretty strong kill there by Clemente. One of her best shots of the night. And I think all the officials are going to agree, and they will allow the point to stand, and that makes it 6-4. Now, I'm not sure what they were checking on there, whether it was tipped or not. It really wasn't the point because it was inbounds anyway. As Miller will push it to the back row, and they'll hit it long and out of bounds. And all of a sudden, Woolsey Wessington works with a 3-point lead. It's 7-4. Woolsey Wessington leading. Shea Utek, the freshman, The libero puts it in play. Here's Jolie Palmer back up top. Hard hit ball the other way by Grayson Wirtle. And Woolsey Westington recovers and sends it back. Here's Miller the other way. Doris will dig. Back up top. They attack there and a whistle. And net violation is going to be called on Miller. For 10 hitting errors now, the third of this set. As Miller will receive serve once again. Back up top, it's Wirtle through the defense and down. Paige Wirtle with kill number 6 on the night. Wrestlers will go to their bench as Jeremy Palmer will check in. Paige Wirtle will check out. Palmer to the back row to serve as she overhands the other way. And here is Woolsey Westington the other way. The attack from Laney Utech. And now the Wrestlers will set. Dig made by the Lady Warbirds. They work at the net. The attack is blocked, but kept alive by Woolsey Westington. Now pushed the other way. Now Miller clears it out. And here's Woolsey Westington once again. Again, the Wrestlers will tip and send it back. Back to the net we go. Everybody is within about 6 feet of the net as the ball really gets strung along. And now Miller will work the return. The defenses start to spread out once again. And here is Miller trying to go over the defense with Anderberg. Players tie up for Woolsey Westington. And getting it across and through there, Laney Utech. She'll score the kill, and it's a good thing that she did. As a couple players, in fact, 3 Woolsey Westington players, and kind of got tangled up there. And there would have been nobody back row if the play wouldn't have came there. Now the first ace of the night pushed through by Woolsey Westington. And that is pushed through by Peyton Chemnitz and a timeout taken by Miller. A 10-5 lead for Woolsey Westington in set number 2. And we'll take a 30-second break and return on KPLO.
The sports season is upon us, and the last thing an athlete wants is an injury, which can ruin the season for the athlete and their team. The doctors at Carr Chiropractic Clinics PC are highly trained and educated on the prevention, treatment, and rehabilitation of sports injuries. They have a certified athletic trainer and massage therapist on staff. They provide high school athletic physicals, and they're available 24 hours a day if an injury does occur. Let their doctors and staff be part of your team. The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic wish the Miller Wrestlers good luck this season.
Timeouts are brought to you by Agtegra. Acres Ahead, Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Miller with a victory in set number 1, 25-17. Woolsey Westington starts out in serve, gets the lead, and is able to extend it to 5. It is now a 10-5 advantage. As the Lady Warbirds will continue and serve, Peyton Chemnitz just sent across the first ace of the night as she serves here and will push the other way. Schlechter back row set up to Anderberg. She will push it across. They'll duel at the net. Anderberg is there for the block. Actually, we'll call that a kill. It was a dig that wound up at the net, and it turned out to be a battle at the net, and it was Anderberg who got to it first and pushed it down. It ends the rally, and now Miller serves, and they will send the first ace across of the night for the Wrestlers. And that's from Grayson Wirtle, and it's 10-7. Woolsey Westington still leading here in set number 2. The sophomore Wirtle will put it in play. A line drive serve that Woolsey Westington will clean up and send back. Here's Anderberg across. Dig made as Woolsey Westington will set it up at the net, down the line. A good shot there. Coming from the hand of Laney Utech, and that's her second kill. Miller one and done with the side out. Utech, who just scored the kill, the senior Laney Utech, will move to the back row, and she will put it in play. It's 11-7 Lady Warbirds as they lead here in set number 2, and an ace is sent across. Utech with her first ace of the night. A 12-7 lead. Woolsey Westington leading Miller. Utech puts it in play once again. Wrestlers with the bump forward, set at the net, hard hit ball across. Woolsey Westington will dig it out, and that is Kaylin Doris with the opportunity at the net, and another rocket shot across. That is her 8th kill tonight, and that makes it 13-8 Woolsey Westington as the Lady Warbirds again will serve. Here is Anderberg the other way with the push. It's a cross-court winner for Shaylee Anderberg. That is kill number four. We've seen Woolsey Westington with the harder hit balls of the night. Miller has hit a few hard ones, but what they have done better than Woolsey Westington in this second set is the side-to-side play. They've really been able to read defense as well and put it across. Here's a hard hit ball by Woolsey Westington. Miller will dig. Schlechter to the back row. UTEC with the dig set up top to Doris. They hammer it, but Miller will dig it out and send it back. Anderberg down the line, and that is a cross and down. Shaylee Anderberg with kill number five as the Rustlers try to work their way back. It is a 13-9 lead. Woolsey Westington has it. Side out to the Rustlers. Olivia Riesel puts it in play. Here is Doris the other way. Miller returns. Doris on the reflex play sends it back. The Rustlers will attack. It is Schlechter. Set up top. Hard hit ball blocked and sent back down. Kate Lichty with her second block of the night. 13-10, the Woolsey Westington lead at three as Olivia Riesel will again serve it up for Miller. Riesel with the overhand across. Shalick or UTEC back row up top, Doris, and Kalen with another hard hit ball the other way. It's just through the block and down, and not much you can do there when you're trying to stare down a volleyball that's at point-blank range that has hit that hard, and now a whistle and a stoppage of play as the spare volleyball gets away. And now we're set to go as Woolsey Westington will serve it. Miller at the net. This is Schlechter the other way, but the dig made. They'll set it for Doris, and again, she'll rock it the other way. That's 10 kills for the 5'11 senior, Kaylin Doris, and every time Miller's been able to put together a rally here in this second set, Woolsey Westington has had the answer. And they work to a five-point lead once again. Anderberg will try to go cross-court and hits it long and out of bounds. 16-10 now, Woolsey Westington. As Tatum Luce will serve, here is Miller. Riesel the other way. As UTEC will dig it out, now it is Clemente the other way. UTEC will dig for Woolsey Westington. Now Miller will work a little bit out of position. They have to free ball it back, and that works for Kate Lichty as she gets it through the defense and down. And similar to the way Woolsey Westington was in the opening set, Miller will take points where they can at this point. Trailing by five, it is now 16-11. As Shaylee Anderberg will serve it up. Anderberg will work the other way. Peyton Chemnitz, now Clemente. Nice attack across, but Miller will dig as Riesel keeps it alive. Now it's Paige Wirtle that sends it down the line. Set for Clemente for Woolsey Westington. She'll work it back. Now Miller has to clean it up. A free ball the other way. Woolsey Westington will dig and set. Clemente will push to the back row, and it's out of bounds. 16-12 now as Miller trails by four and looks to serve it up here. And it is Wirtle with the drop ball. They send it the other way. Up top it comes to Doris. She will attack. Miller will dig. They'll set for Olaya Schlechter, and that is a cross and down. We've talked about hard hit balls from Woolsey Westington. Well, that was a hard one from the Miller Rustlers as Olaya Schlechter gripped it and ripped it and sent it down the line for her third kill tonight. Rustlers trail by three. As Anderberg puts it in play, at the net it is Doris. Now it's through the block and down. Kaylin Doris with another kill. That is 11 on the night. 17-13 Woolsey Westington as we work here in set number two. It is Kendall UTEC serving. Jolie Palmer back row. The set up top and a rocket again. This time from Miller. Paige Wirtle across and down. Kill number seven for Paige Wirtle. 17-14, side out to Miller, as it will be Jolie Palmer who will serve for the Rustlers, as she'll push back row. Woolsey Westington will set for Clemente. Nice shot there, and that's down. That time, Samara did a nice job of reading the defense, knew where it needed to go, and didn't have to hit it hard to do it, just placed it well. And another kill. That is her fourth of the night, and it makes it 18-14. Kaylin Doris serving for Woolsey Westington. Here is Wirtle the other way for Miller. Nice dig by Woolsey Westington. Clemente tries to push it the other way and hits it short. 18-14. Side out back to Miller. But Wolsey Wessington hangs on to a four-point lead as Roxy Glanzer will check back in and Kaylin Doris will check out. Leah Schlechter serving. And she will sneak across an ace. Went right at Roxy Glanzer, who just checked in. And sometimes it takes a point or two to get locked in. And Schlechter will try to serve it up once again as she will push it the other way. This time Glanzer with a nice bump as they work it forward. The attack the other way. Now Miller at the net. They will attack. Wolsey Wessington will dig it out, set at the net. Rocket shot there that's long and out of bounds. So back-to-back points scored by the wrestlers. In fact, they have erased that five-point deficit. It's now 18-17. Wolsey Wessington lead is at one, and the Lady Warbirds are going to take a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break and return on KPLO.
Miller Rexall Drug is an independently community-owned Health Mart pharmacy. Pharmacist Trenton Travis care about their customers and provide fast, friendly, and professional pharmacy services to help you get and stay well. Medicare and all major insurance accepted, and free delivery or mail service of prescriptions is available, along with price matching. Check out the old-fashioned soda fountain and gift card mall with Hallmark cards. Also, the wine department, a great gift selection, toy and dollar sections, photo machine, and more. Miller Rexall Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle as we work through the timeout here in set number two. Both teams have a timeout left to use. Miller won the opening set 25-17. Wolsey Wessington had a five-point lead here in the second set, but the Rustlers have been able to come back. It is now 18-17. Wolsey Wessington hanging on, but by a one-point advantage as Alea Schlechter serves. And here is Wolsey Wessington as they work the return across. Anderberg with the dig. Rustlers will keep it alive as they battle at the net. Clementi will bump it the other way. They're going to call a net violation on Miller. And the Lady Warbirds of Wolsey Wessington will prevail and score the point. 19-17, Wolsey Wessington leads. Shea Utech serves. Miller at the net. Wirtle with a drop shot the other way. Nice pancake dig made by Wolsey Wessington. And here is Miller trying to send it back, but a good block made. Here is the free ball the other way. Utech with the dig. They work it back forward. The attack comes. Here's Schlechter with the dig. They will set it. Miller trying to get it across and can't. Some miscommunication there. And all of a sudden, the Lady Warbirds have scored two in a row and work with the lead 20-17. Shea Utech serving it up once again. Schlechter back row for Miller. Bad pass, free ball, an opportunity for Grayson Wirtle to attack. Wolsey Wessington will dig it out and send it back. Quick play made. Wolsey Wessington the other way. Here is Miller as they will set up the net. It is down the line from Paige Wirtle. Again, the dig made. Here is Miller. Grayson Wirtle attacks. Utech will dig and back up top. The attack comes the other way. But Miller will dig it out but has to free ball it back the other way. Wolsey Wessington will set at the net. They will attack and push. Jolie Palmer will dig. Here's Miller a little bit out of position, but they'll clean it up as Wirtle cleans the play. They battle at the net. It's blocked and it's down. And Grayson Wirtle, after a long rally back and forth, will score the ace block and earn the side out for Miller. 20-17. As Journey Palmer will check in. The Rustlers trailing by two as Palmer works the serve the other way. At the net they will deal, and Miller is able to send it across. It is not the hardest hit ball, but it will work just the same as Alea Schlechter softly sends it the other way. 20-19, the Rustlers trail by one. They have not led in this match, in this second set as of yet. As Wolsey Wessington works the return the other way, Anderberg will dig. They'll set it up top, Wirtle to the back row, and that is down for a kill. Grayson Wirtle with her second kill of the night. Timber Hayter will check in. The sophomore will check in, and Roxy Glanzer will check out. Rustlers looking for their first lead here as Palmer will push to the back row. Wolsey Wessington will set at the net. Hard hit ball the other way. Palmer will dig. They'll set it up top to Wirtle. That is a cross. Kendall Utech with the dig. They work the other way. Again, Jolie Palmer will dig it out. And here's Shaylee Anderberg the other way. Dig made Lainey Utech. Back up top and a hard hit ball the other way. But the Rustlers are there. Again, they'll dig. It is Anderberg the other way. Good job by Woolsey Wessington to keep it going and send it back the other way. Lainey Utech will clean it up as Anderberg again tries to attack and hits it short. 21-20. Woolsey Wessington leading. We work here in set number two. Peyton Chemnitz serving for the Lady Warbirds. Again, Palmer with the bump as they work it forward. Wordle the other way. Utech will dig. Utech will clear. And back up top it comes Anderberg. Hard hit ball, but the Lady Warbirds will work the other way. Miller back across. Lady Warbirds attack and hit it short. You could say Utech and the Woolsey Wessington side, and most of the time there's three of them out there. Kendall Utech, Lainey Utech, Shea Utech, as all of them are on the floor currently. And here is a serve by Miller from the hands of Grayson Wordle that's long and out of bounds, 22-21, Woolsey Wessington. The senior Lainey Utech is to the back row. She will serve as that serve will work to the back row. Miller at the net. This is Anderberg. She'll hit it short. And back-to-back points scored by the Lady Warbirds, and they work to a two-point lead, and Miller will take another timeout. Their final timeout of set number two, 23-21 Woolsey Wessington. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Wind, drought, fire, insects, disease. Together with hail, they have formed a legion of multi-perils bent on the destruction of your hard work. Your fields are under constant attack, but the team at Kent Clark Insurance stands by your side in this war. Kent Clark Insurance will give you peace of mind knowing you're covered and your claim will be processed quickly. So protect your hard work. Call Kent Clark Insurance in Wessington at 458-2281. Equal opportunity provider.
We invite you to stay with us during our postgame. We will have the big play of the game for the folks at Golden Buffalo, our player of the game. That announcement coming to you from CHS Rebel River Plains will come during our postgame as well. 23-21 as Woolsey Wessington leads. Miller using their final timeout of the set as the Lady Warbirds. With Lainey Utech serving, needing 2 points to win this second set. Back row dig Palmer. Jolie Palmer will work the other way. At the net, the attack across, and that is Kaylin Doris, who had a little bit of a break on the bench, but comes out here rested and makes a nice play, and we're at game point, 24-21. Volleyball got away for a moment, but back into the hands of Lainey Utech, and Lainey will put it in play, and an ace set across will give Woolsey Wessington the victory in set number two by a 25-21 score. Our scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment. The lot on Sale Barn Road in Ford Pier, including a used Lorenz stack mover, lots of different things to move bales, including the Hayliner self-dumping bale trailers, and much, much more. Check out all those things at DarrenBoyleSales.com. We're back in 2 minutes on KPLO.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action Monday, October 23rd. Tune into ESPN Channel 21 as the 49ers head to U.S. Bank Stadium to take on the Vikings at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. Call 605-852-2224.
Time Machinery needs to add an experienced service technician to the Case IH team in Highmore, Miller, and Pier. As a service technician and diesel mechanic, you'll perform machinery diagnostics, repairs, maintenance, and pre-delivery work on heavy equipment with a high level of quality and efficiency. They offer an excellent compensation package, and a signing bonus is available depending on experience. For more information, log on to www.titanmachinery.com/careers or contact Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer, at 701-356-0130.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and are happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in Central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
Well, we look at the statistics through two sets, and as we expected, it's been a very evenly played match, and it's evenly dispersed stat-wise. 21 kills for Miller to 20 for Woolsey Wessington. Miller with five defensive blocks to none for Woolsey Wessington. Woolsey Wessington with three service aces to two for Miller. Hitting errors, 18 for Woolsey Wessington. Miller with 15. The Rustlers had eight hitting errors in that second set, and they lost a little bit of rhythm and got themselves behind and could never regroup from that, as Woolsey Wessington led from start to finish, even though we were tied a time or two as we got into the late teens. But Woolsey Wessington wound up winning by a 25-21 score. Miller won the opening set 25-17 and will serve first as we start a pivotal set number three. With John F. at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Shaylee Anderberg serves to get things underway. And here is an attack the other way across and down. Kaylin Doris with another one. She has 13 on the night. And Woolsey Wessington with a 1-0 lead. As Tatum Luce serves for the Lady Warbirds, Miller the other way, and that is a rocket shot across and down. The sophomore, Paige Wirtle, hitting it hard as she works it the other way. And we are tied at one. We have seen a lot of hard-hit volleyballs here tonight, and that was kind of what we expected coming in. As Miller serves it up, the Rustlers will set. It's blocked there, and that is Grayson Wirtle. At five sticks, she's stared down the 5'11 Kaylin Doris and made the defensive play as she pushes it back the other way. 2-1, Rustlers lead. And this is the first time they have led since the opening set as they serve. And here is a return by Clementi the other way. Miller at the net, Schlechter, and that's down the line but out of bounds. A hitting error for Miller, and we're tied at two. Very good crowd here tonight, checking out what we thought was going to be a very entertaining match, and it has been so far. From a momentum standpoint, this is a very pivotal set here as the Lady Warbirds put it in play. Miller at the net, hard hit ball the other way. Clementi keeps it alive, and a free ball the other way, and Miller let it go, and it drops for a kill. And that's for Lainey Utek, her third kill of the night. That was just a kind of a free ball across as she set it about the center of the court and pushed it back the other way. 3-2, Woolsey Wessington, as Miller will attack softly the other way. Doris will dig it out, and then they will set for her, and she will attack the other way, and she'll hit it long and out of bounds. But now they're going to say it was tipped. And now Linda DeBoer wants to have a little bit of a conversation. And they're going to give the point to Woolsey Wessington. They say that Miller tipped it. So here is Miller the other way. They push it back the other way, and that is down. The kill from Paige Wirtle. Her ninth of the night, side out back to Miller. It's 4-3 Woolsey Wessington as we operate here in set number three. To the back row, Alea Schlechter. As Schlechter looks to serve. And she will go cross court, but a good dig made. They set for Clementi. She hits it hard. Miller will dig it out. They set it for Wirtle. She'll push to the back row. Lady Warbirds with the other, attack the other way. As Doris will clear from the back row, it's Jolie Palmer, and she gets it through the defense and down. The libero with a kill, her first of the night. That ties things at 4-4. Alea Schlechter will remain and serve for Miller. As Schlechter with the serve across. Shea Utech back row, they work it up top, and that time a bad pass. It was hard to handle for Kaylin Doris, and it was off the antenna. That ball was destined off the set to the antenna anyway. Doris just tried to swap it away, but could not. 5-4 Miller, and now Clementi the other way, and that is a hard hit ball across and down. Samara Clementi with kill number 5. And that ties things at 5-5 as we thought things would be back and forth, and they sure have been as Kaylin Doris serves. Jolie Palmer will dig. They work it up top. Grayson Wirtle across and down. And again, they catch that Woolsey-Wessington defense out of position. And Wirtle knew right to go, right where to go as she slaps it the other way. Paige Wirtle will check out. Journey Palmer will check in. Palmer to the back row as she will serve. And the Rustlers with a 6-5 advantage look to put it in play. The overhand across. Roxy Glanzer with the bump. Woolsey-Wessington sends it the other way on the dig. Miller will push it back. They'll duel at the net and a whistle and a net violation on Woolsey-Wessington. So Miller with a 2-point lead now at 7-5. The senior Journey Palmer will send the serve back the other way. At the net, Clementi. Dig made back row by Schlechter. Up top it comes. It's blocked. And double hit's going to be called on Miller. It's a hard, as sometimes as fast as the ball is played, it's sometimes it's hard to tell a block from a double hit. And Miller put it into the net, so we'll call it a net violation. Miller works the other way, a free ball across, hard hit ball, but the dig made. Back up top, hard hit ball to the back line. It's long and out of bounds as Tatum Luce hit it past the back line. Miller still working with a 2-point lead at 8-6. And Grayson Wirtle will put it in play. To the back row it comes. They set up top. It's UTEC attacking. Wirtle will dig it out. They work it forward to Anderberg. It's tipped and sent back by Woolsey-Wessington. Free ball by Anderberg is across. Here are the Lady Warbirds as they work the other way. And that is across and down. Lady UTEC scores her fourth kill of the night. Side out back to Woolsey-Wessington. It is 8-7. Lady Warbirds trail by one as UTEC will put it in play, or try to, and put it into the net. And for Woolsey-Wessington, that is their first service error tonight. And we have had a lot of side outs here, a lot of serving attempts from both of these teams as we've played almost maximum points here through the first two sets. Here's Miller the other way and a nice misdirection play by Kate Lichty. As she pushes it the other way, and that makes it 10-7. The Rustler lead is at 3 as Olivia Riesel is in. She will send it down the sideline. As UTEC will dig, they will battle at the net. UTEC with the bump the other way, the set for Schlechter. She'll hammer it. UTEC will dig. Back up to the net they go. Woolsey-Wessington will attack. Miller will dig. Here's Anderberg, and she'll miss it and put it into the net. Side out Woolsey-Wessington. It is 10-8 as Miller leads. And Lainey UTEC to the back row to serve. As Kaylin Doris checks back in. Here's Miller the other way. They'll swap it away from Doris. And we're going to have a whistle, and we're going to have another, we're going to have a net violation on Miller. Yes, we will. So back-to-back points scored by Woolsey-Wessington. And that 3-point lead for Miller's is gone. It's a 1-point game once again. Miller at the net, Schlechter cross court, and just long and out of bounds. That ties things at 10-10 as the side out for Woolsey-Wessington continues. And here is UTEC with the serve, and it's long and out of bounds. 11-10 Miller. Paige Wirtle back in. And Journey Palmer will check out. And we will have Shaylee Anderberg serving for Miller. And she'll drop it to the back row, and that's an ace. That is her first ace of the night, the third for the Wrestlers this evening. 12-10, Miller leading by two. Anderberg will put it in play once again. This time, another looping serve, but Wolsey Westington will dig it out, and attacking there is Tatum Luce, and she will put it through the defense and down. That's her first kill of the night. She'll rotate back row. She will be the server as the Lady Warbirds trail by one. Jolie Palmer back row, set for Schlechter. She'll hammer it. Wolsey Westington will dig it out, and they'll set it. And right into the wheelhouse of Kaylin Doris, who does what she's done throughout the match. That's 14 kills now, and we're tied at 12. Wolsey Westington has not led in this third set, as Luce will serve once again. And at the net, it is Miller. Wordle hammers it, and the volleyball comes our way. Another kill for Paige Wordle. That is 10 for her tonight. And the lead back to Miller at 13-12. Jolie Palmer to the back row. As Palmer with the serve off the net and out of play. 13-12. Side out back to Wolsey Westington here. As Kendall Utech serves, the sophomore will put it in play. It's 13-13. Miller down the line, but the dig made. They'll battle at the net. And here is the attack by Wordle, and she hits it offline and out of bounds. Trying to go away from the defense, but hit it too low and into the net. So now Wolsey Westington has the lead here in this third set, 14-13. We've played a lot of points, but the points have come quickly here this evening. Miller with a free ball the other way as Palmer clears it. Utech will dig. They'll set it up top. This is Doris with a hard hit ball, but tipped and dug out. Back up top, Miller down the line. Wrestlers will dig. They'll duel at the net again, and it's Paige Wordle who drops it across and down for the kill. That is her 11th kill this evening, and that ties things at 14. For Miller, it's Alea Schlechter back behind the line to serve, and she'll push to the back row. A little trouble to begin with for Wolsey Westington, but they'll clear it. Here's Miller the other way. Dig made. Nice reflex play by the Lady Warbirds as they push it back after Miller sent the one-timer. Here is Wordle the other way. Over the top of the defense and down. Grayson Wordle with her fourth kill. And at 5-6, playing up at the net amongst the taller players and able to get the work done. Schlechter will serve here. Wolsey Westington back row, and Kaylin Doris will airmail one past the back line. 16-14 Miller. Wolsey Westington has both of their timeouts to use here in this third set. Schlechter serves and puts it into the net. Service error number six for Miller tonight. And the side out back to Wolsey Westington. It is Kaylin Doris who will serve it up. And that is a nice serve and an ace. Kaylin with her first of the night. Clears the net and right at the shoe tops of that back row. She'll try it again. This time Palmer will get underneath it. And back up top, Wordle will hammer, but it's blocked by Clementi. Miller will set it up once again, pushing to the back row. But hitting it long and out of bounds is Grayson Wordle. 17-16. Wolsey Westington leads as Doris serves it up once again. Schlechter back row at the net. Clementi will deal. But the Wrestlers will send it back. Here's Wolsey Westington the other way. Palmer with the dig. And Olivia Riesel trying to push it across, but hit it short. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Miller. Miller will use their first timeout of set number three, trailing by two at 18-16. We will take a 30-second break with them on KPLO.
And now, words of advice from a South Dakota white-tailed deer.
Hello, great and strong humans. If I may, a word of advice about crossing a highway. Oh, look, bright lights.
Whoa, look at the damage I just did. I hope that guy goes to Advanced Collision and Repair in Miller. Yep, only Advanced Collision and Miller can fix that. Oh, look, now I'm a dear angel. This is fun.
1022 East 3rd Street. Call 893-0190.
With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Miller won the opening set 25-17. Woolsey Wessington wins set number two, 25-21. Set number three continues here. It's 18-16 Woolsey Wessington. After Miller used their first timeout, we have seesawed back and forth. Both teams have led here in set number three. As Kaylin Doris serves, Miller trying to regroup. A free ball is back by Miller. Doris will dig back row. Woolsey Wessington will push the other way. The attack by UTEC. Dig is made. It's Wirtle the other way. That is across and down by Grayson Wirtle. And that is her sixth kill tonight. 18-17, Woolsey Wessington by one. Kaylin Doris will check out. Checking back in will be Journey Palmer as she will serve. And Paige Wirtle will take a break with those 11 kills on the night. And here is a serve by Palmer. Woolsey Wessington the other way. Miller will dig it out, set it up top. Anderberg back row, and that is a kill for Shaylee Anderberg. Her sixth of the night, and that ties things at 18. As Journey Palmer will put it in play once again. Back row, Roxy Glanzer. Back up front, the attack the other way by UTEC. Palmer will dig, set for Wirtle. That is across, and that is down. Grayson Wirtle with another well-placed shot. As she hammers it the other way, 19-18 Miller. And Journey Palmer will serve it up once again. Remember, Woolsey Wessington has two timeouts left to use. Here's Clementi across, Palmer with the dig. Rustlers keep it alive as Anderberg sends it back. Here's Woolsey Wessington with the dig, the set for UTEC down the line. Palmer will dig. Clementi with the block. Wirtle will send it the other way. And just out of the reach of the defense in the back row, and it's down for another kill. The Rustlers have scored three in a row. And Woolsey Wessington will take a timeout. 20-18 in set number three. The Rustlers out in front. And we pause for 30 seconds on KPLO.
C&B Operations is a proud sponsor of local high school athletic teams. And just like the dedication displayed by athletes, C&B is committed to providing top quality John Deere equipment and service to help you all year long. C&B Operations has a wide range of John Deere mowers, gators, and compact utility tractors to help you get the job done. Schedule your service appointment with the experts at C&B or shop online. Browse the inventory at DeereEquipment.com. C&B Operations, your local John Deere dealer. Committed to being your dealer of choice.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. 20-18 is our score. Both teams with one timeout remaining. Rustlers with a two-point advantage as they continue to operate in serve. The senior, Jolie Palmer, with the serve across, and it is short. Off the net and down on the Miller side, 20-19 now. Side out back to Woolsey Wessington. Shea UTEC puts it in play. The overhand is across. Wirtle back row. They work it forward. Anderberg down the line. It's too long and out of bounds. So a service error by Miller, a hitting error by Miller. Just like that, we're tied at 20. Shea UTEC puts it in play. Miller with a nice pass at the net. It is Wirtle over the top of the defense. Hard to handle. But Woolsey Wessington well with a free ball back. Here we go. It's Anderberg down the line. Another nice dig made by the Lady Warbirds and a free ball back the other way. Anderberg will dig. Palmer will push to the back line. It's UTEC will dig. UTEC to UTEC. Across and down. It started out with a Shea UTEC dig to Kendall UTEC, then to Laney UTEC. That's kill number five for Laney. 21-20. Woolsey Wessington back out in front. Here is Miller. It is Wirtle down the line. And the Lady Warbirds run it down and send it back. Here is Miller. Anderberg down the line. UTEC will dig. They keep it alive. Laney Utech across, and that is down for a kill. And a timeout taken by Miller. A pivotal set number three has been a barn burner. 22-20. Woolsey Wessington leads. We're back again in 30 seconds on KPLO.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkwartz and Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Hagler timeout as we work here in set number three. 22-20 is our score. Woolsey Wessington has scored four in a row and will continue here and serve. The Rustlers led 20-18 before the Woolsey Wessington timeout. They've scored four now and have the advantage as Shea Utech puts it in play. Miller with the set, Wordle to the back row, and it's just long and out of bounds. 23-20. That is five in a row now by Woolsey Wessington after Miller led 20-18. Shea Utech again puts it in play. Palmer. Now Miller's in some trouble as they try to free ball it back. They get it done. Nice play by Jolie Palmer. Back across. Quick return by the Lady Warbirds. And here is Shadley Anderberg the other way. That's across and down. And boy, do the Rustlers need that. 23-21, Woolsey Wessington leads with the side out back to Miller. Here's Grayson Wordle putting it in play. It grazes the net, but Woolsey Wessington will dig it out. And a nice play set across. Peyton Chemnitz on the set pushes it the other way. That's across, and Miller got a hand on it but hit it out of bounds. And now we're at game point as Chemnitz serves. And here is Miller. Back row and up top the other way. It comes from Miller, and now hammering it the other way is Woolsey Wessington. Here's Anderberg with a hard hit ball. Roxy Glanzer will dig it out. Wrestlers will set it up again. Here is Schlechter to the back line. And the Lady Warbirds dig it out. They will attack, and it's blocked. Kate Lichty with the defensive play. Game point number one has been fought off. It's 24-22. Woolsey Wessington leading. And here's the junior, Olivia Riesel, putting it in play. Back row Glanzer, they work up top. Hard hit ball, again it's blocked. Woolsey Wessington will dig it out and set. They'll attack the other way. Jolie Palmer with the dig. Here is Anderberg the other way. Utech will dig. They push it back the other way, and Tatum Luce hits it long and out of bounds. Timeout taken by Woolsey Wessington. 24-23. The Rustlers have just fought off game point number two. And we will take a 30-second break and return on KPLO.
The sports season is upon us, and the last thing an athlete wants is an injury, which can ruin the season for the athlete and their team. The doctors at Carr Chiropractic Clinics PC are highly trained and educated on the prevention, treatment, and rehabilitation of sports injuries. They have a certified athletic trainer and massage therapist on staff. They provide high school athletic physicals, and they're available 24 hours a day if an injury does occur. Let their doctors and staff be part of your team. The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic wish the Miller Wrestlers good luck this season.
Well, this third set has been a good one. The Rustlers will work here and serve. Trailing by one, it's 24-23. Another game point awaits the Lady Warbirds as they put it in play. Back up top, Utech with the attack. Anderberg will dig. They'll set it for Shaley, who pushes it to the back row. It is Laney Utech will dig. Hard hit ball across. They set it, they push it, and Woolsey Wessington again will dig it out and send it back. Riesel with the dig. Set for Schlechter. That is tipped. Kept alive. They work it at the net, and a hard hit ball the other way. Tatum Luce hits it long and out of bounds. And they're going to bring the side judges in with that ball tipped. And they're going to, well, let's see. They're having the conversation. They're going to give the point to Woolsey Wessington. And that will give them the victory here in this third set, 25-23. The scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our post-game report from Buy Right Seat is next. We're back in 2 minutes on KPLO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pier to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
Miller Rexall Drug is an independently community-owned Health Mart pharmacy. Pharmacists Trent and Travis care about their customers and provide fast, friendly, and professional pharmacy services to help you get and stay well. Medicare and all major insurance accepted, and free delivery or mail service if prescriptions is available, along with price matching. Check out the old-fashioned soda fountain and gift card mall with Hallmark cards. Also, the wine department, a great gift selection, toy and dollar sections, photo machine, and more. Miller Rexall Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Wind, drought, fire, insects, disease. Together with hail, they have formed a legion of multi-perils bent on the destruction of your hard work. Your fields are under constant attack, but the team at Kent Clark Insurance stands by your side in this war. Kent Clark Insurance will give you peace of mind knowing you're covered and your claim will be processed quickly. So protect your hard work. Call Kent Clark Insurance in Wessington at 458-2281. Equal opportunity provider.
James Bartholomew Johnson, get here this instant!
Oh, yeah. Hi, Dad. Good morning.
Do you want to explain to me how the windshield in my pickup got smashed?
Well, last night, me and the guys went to the softball game, and the softball just came out of nowhere.
Oh, say no more. We'll just go down to Advanced Collision and Repair in Miller. They're a full-service auto body and repair shop for anything automotive or mechanical.
And they do windshields?
Yes, son, they even do windshields. Advanced Collision and Repair, 1022 East 3rd Street in Miller, or call 893-0190.
Well, these two teams played back on the 23rd of September as part of the CSDC tournament. Woolsey Wessington won that match 2-1. You play the best 2 of 3 in a tournament. But the scores were 25-21 Miller, 25-19 Woolsey Wessington, 25-23 Woolsey Wessington in that third set. And, well, that's kind of how it has been here tonight. 25-17 Miller won set number one, 25-21 Woolsey Wessington won the third set, and after fighting off a couple game points, Woolsey Wessington eventually prevailed after they had game point, but Miller fought off two of them, but Woolsey Wessington wins 25-23. Thirty-five kills for Miller will add up Woolsey Wessington's here in a moment as Tatum Luce serves to get this fourth set underway. Here is Miller working with it. Free ball from Jolie Palmer is across. Back row, it's Chemnitz. They set it up top. And this is Kaylin Dorris the other way. Now Miller, hard hit ball, but it is blocked. Samara Clementi with the first defensive stat of the night for Woolsey Wessington. Woolsey Wessington with 29 kills on the night so far as Miller works here. Anderberg with a hard hit ball. Woolsey Wessington will dig. Set for Dorris. It's blocked by Schlechter. They keep it alive. Dorris the other way. It is Wertle there with the tip, with the dig. They work it back the other way, and it's Clementi across and down. Samara Clementi with another nice play here for Woolsey Wessington, and the Lady Warbirds work themselves out to a 2-0 lead. As they will continue and serve as Tatum Luce puts it in play. Here is Anderberg back row. They work it forward. Paige Wertle with a hard hit ball. Dillon will dig back up top. Dillon will attack and block. Woolsey Wessington will dig it out. It's Dillon the other way. Miller with a little out of position defensively there. And Kaylin Dorris pushes it down for kill number 15 on the night. And Woolsey Wessington got a little momentum going as it is a... 3-0 lead now for the Lady Warbirds, and now we're set to go. Again, the spare volleyball gets away, and the serve is wide and out of bounds from Woolsey Wessington's Tatum Luce. She will check out, and Miller will have an opportunity and serve. Jolie Palmer puts it in play. Pushes to the back row. Peyton Chemnitz will set it up. Clementi with a two-hand push. Palmer will dig. Up top, it's Wertle. Blocked there and sent back. Miller will hustle and keep it alive. Anderberg will send it back the other way. Here's Kaylin Doris at the net. It's tipped there and slowed down. Miller will slow it up and push it back. Here is Schlechter attacking. And back the other way it comes as Miller will dig it out and set it up. They'll slap it side or the other way and out of bounds from Woolsey Wessington. A good play there. Let's give the kill to Paige Wertle. That will be her 12th of the night. Woolsey Wessington got a hand on it, but when they returned it, they pushed it out of bounds. 3-2 as Palmer serves and puts it into the net. Both of these teams, with the number of side outs we've had and the number of serves that we've had, 8 service errors for Miller is still a pretty good serving percentage as they put it in play here. Anderberg back row. Palmer will set now for Paige Wertle. She has to free ball it back, and now Clementi will set the other way. Anderberg with the dig. Riesel. Now a free ball from Schlechter to the back corner. UTEC will dig it out. Back up top. Chemnitz will attack. It's blocked. Woolsey Wessington will keep it alive, though, and here is Miller. Leia Schlechter across, and that is down. Well, no. Just missed as she hit it wide. 5-2, Woolsey Wessington leading here in set number 4. Woolsey Wessington up 2-1. Miller working the other way. Wertle with a shove the other way. Woolsey Wessington has it covered up. Doris attacks. Miller blocks it. They duel back, and now Doris works the other way. They're going to call her for a net violation. She was playing with house money there as the net was rocking. She'd actually hit it the second time that she hammered it. So the net violation, hitting error for Woolsey Wessington, gives Miller the point. And here's Alea Schlechter the other way as she serves. Lainey Utek will dig. Set for Clementi. Dig by Miller. Now Riesel sends it the other way. Nice set for Clementi again and back across to the Miller side. It is Wertle attacking, and she hits it short. And Woolsey Wessington, especially in the first set where Miller was able to win it, got out of position a lot defensively. But they have cleaned that up and just have not got themselves in position here. And now another net violation is going to be called on Miller. And don't be surprised if the wrestlers don't take a timeout here early, as they trail by 4, it will be Kaylin Doris to the back row, and she'll hammer the other way. Schlechter, now Wertle across. UTEC will dig. Now it's Wertle. Hard hit ball, but UTEC will dig. They work it back the other way. Miller with the dig there by Wertle. Now it's Wertle. It is Grayson the other way. They work it back across. Quick return by the Lady Warbirds. Miller scrambling. Now Palmer with a free ball back. UTEC will dig. They set it up top. It is Lainey UTEC the other way. Miller tries to run it down, and they will. Palmer with a free ball back. And here is Woolsey Wessington once again. Set for Clementi, and it's blocked and through the defense and down. Samara Clementi has done work here in this fourth set, and the timeout is taken by Miller. It is 8-3 Woolsey Wessington in set number 4. Let's again take a 30-second break and return on KPLO.
C&B Operations is a proud sponsor of local high school athletic teams. And just like the dedication displayed by athletes, C&B is committed to providing top-quality John Deere equipment and service to help you all year long. C&B Operations has a wide range of John Deere mowers, gators, and compact utility tractors to help you get the job done. Schedule your service appointment with the experts at C&B or shop online. Browse the inventory at DeereEquipment.com. C&B Operations, your local John Deere dealer. Committed to being your dealer of choice.
Timeouts are brought to you by Actagra. Acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actagra cooperative today. 8-3 is our score here in set number 4. As Woolsey Wessington has got themselves some nice momentum, as Miller got behind in that third set. They were able to kind of scramble back and make it interesting. But after they fought off a couple game points, Woolsey Wessington prevails. And Miller seems to be a little bit out of gas at this point, as now the wrestlers out of the timeout will work. It's Grayson Wirtle. She will attack and airmail it the other way. It is 9-3 now. The lead to Woolsey Wessington. And again, it is Kaylin Doris who puts it in play, and that is an ace. Kaylin with her first ace, making her second ace of the night. She has 15 kills as well. And she has done good work from the back row also in this match tonight as she serves here. It is Paige Wirtle the other way. Woolsey Wessington, where they have really cleaned things up, has been on the defensive end the last couple sets. Here's a nice slide play as Miller will attack it, but Woolsey Wessington is there. Again, not out of position. You just got to make a good, hard shot the other way to get it across. But Miller's not going to be able to catch him napping as they did earlier. And here, Grayson Wirtle tries to slap it the other way and hits it short and into the net. And now an 8-point lead for Woolsey Wessington at 11-3. Lady Warbirds will put it in play again. Here is Miller over the top. Wirtle, a nice pancake dig made by her by UTEC. Miller will dig it out and send it back. Riesel with the attack. Quick return by Woolsey Wessington. Miller will work it the other way. Wirtle attacks and a whistle and a net violation is called on the Lady Warbirds. And that was a long side out that Woolsey Wessington had, and Miller has got themselves in quite a hole here, trailing by 7. And they're down 2-1. This is a must-win set for them. As Palmer will serve, Woolsey Wessington will set the return the other way. Here's Anderberg with the attack across. She'll get another opportunity after the dig winds up at the net. Back up top, and the attack the other way. This is Lainey Utek. She'll push it through and down, and that's kill number 7. So the wrestlers one and done here in this fourth set on that side out. It's back to an 8-point lead for Woolsey Wessington. Shea Utek serving. Back row it comes. Riesel with the attack. Dig made. They'll duel at the net, and the wrestlers block it. That's Grayson Wirtle making the defensive play. She bumps the other way. And to the Miller side we go. In serve. This will be the sophomore Grayson Wirtle. Pushes it back across. They'll duel at the net. And an opportunity for Shaylee Anderberg to push it across and down. A couple instances lately where Miller has, they've had the opportunities, but the ball has also bounced well for them as well. It's now 12-6. Back up top, the attack the other way. Miller with the dig. Anderberg attacks, and that nice dig again made by Woolsey Wessington. They'll duel at the net. Lady Warbirds will get it across. Here is Anderberg over the top of the defense. UTEC will dig. It is Lainey UTEC attacking. Wrestlers will dig it out back row, but they got to free ball it to the back line. They'll get that job done. And here's Woolsey Wessington again. UTEC with a two-hand push. Anderberg will dig. Wirtle will set. Lichty to the back row. And back up top it comes. Woolsey Wessington over the top of the defense. They'll push it back as Schlechter clears it. And now here's Woolsey Wessington the other way. Anderberg, Riesel, Schlechter across. UTEC will dig. And back out front. A hard hit ball and another nice dig made by Miller. Here's Anderberg. She tries to push it across, but Woolsey Wessington will dig. UTEC to the back row. Wirtle will dig it out. Anderberg again, and this time she hits it short. And it is now 13-6. As Kaylin Anderberg, 5'9 sophomore, will check in. Shaylee Anderberg will check out. And this is Peyton Chemnitz who will serve. And it grazes the net and drops for an ace. 14-6. Woolsey Wessington leading here in set number 3. And again, Lady Warbirds will serve it up. Palmer back row, set at the net. Hammering it across and down. That is Kate Lichty. Kate with her fourth kill tonight. 14-7. Woolsey Wessington leading. Miller winning that first set 25-17, but Woolsey Wessington has won the next two sets by 25-21 and 25-23 scores. And they've got some work to do here to force a game five as they trail by a touchdown and an extra point. Here's a hard hit ball by Miller across, but Woolsey Wessington is there for the dig. It's UTEC the other way. Palmer will keep it alive. And Kaylin Anderberg with the return across. Quickly, Woolsey Wessington the other way. Again, Kaylin Anderberg attacks. Woolsey Wessington will dig it out. They'll push the other way. And they're going to call a double hit. A lift on Miller. And that makes it 15-7. Woolsey Wessington back in serve. This is the senior Laney UTEC who will get ready to put it in play. Woolsey Wessington trying to win their 24th match of the night of the season. They currently are 23-3. They will push the other way. Miller at the net. Schlechter attacks. Lady Warbirds with it. And a hard hit ball across and down. And that was Kaylin Norris. And that is kill number 16. And it's a 9-point lead for Woolsey Wessington at 16-7. That volleyball wound up in the lobby here at Woolsey High School. Back up top, hard hit ball again. The return the other way. Woolsey Wessington will send it back. Jolie Palmer with the dig. Set for Alea Schlechter. That's over the top of the defense and down. Alea Schlechter with kill number 5. Paige Wertle will check back in as Journey Palmer will check out. 16-8 as Kaylin Anderberg serves. Here is Doris, the pass right to Tatum Luce. She'll push the other way. Now it's Wertle down the line. Nice dig made. Woolsey Wessington will push it the other way. Quick return by the wrestler, but Woolsey Wessington digs it out and sets it up in a hard hit ball the other way. Miller trailing by 7 as Kaylin Anderberg serves here. Back up top, they attack the other way. Wrestlers will dig, Schlechter the other way, and that's through the defense and down. Alea Schlechter with kill number 6 on the night. 16-10. Woolsey Wessington leads, but Miller trying to claw their way back in here. They trail by a half dozen. Kaylin Anderberg serving. Shea UTEC up top. This is Kaylin Doris the other way. Hard hit ball by Paige Wertle. Again, Doris with the opportunity, and she hits it short. 16-11 now. The wrestlers have worked it to within 5. The sophomore Kaylin Anderberg will again serve as they will set it for Doris. It's blocked there and sent back. And Alea Schlechter with some big plays of late. And they'll force a timeout taken by Woolsey Wessington. We work in set number 4. It is 16-12 Lady Warbirds. And again, we'll pause for 30 seconds on KPLO.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volk Courtson Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Brought to you by Agtegra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Both teams have used a timeout here in set number 4. It is 16-14 Woolsey Wessington. As Doris attacks, Miller will block and send it back. Here are the wrestlers on a reflex play off the return. Here is Doris back row. Palmer will dig it out. Back up top, Paige Wertle blocked there and sent. Well, it was a tip. They're going to give the point to Miller. And that will be a kill for Paige Wertle. That will be her 13th of the night, 16-13. Anderberg serves it up once again. Here is Doris. It is blocked, and that's a kill. Kaylin Doris with kill number 17 tonight. And she's been hitting it hard all night long, and that shot was as hard as any of them. 17-13, side out back to Woolsey Wessington. Lady Warbirds with the serve. Here is Wordle, and that is blocked at the net and sent back. Samara Clemente with her second block of the evening. 18-13. Woolsey Wessington's lead is 5 once again. They have led by as many as 7 in this fourth set. As the Rustlers need something to happen here, they will attack the other way and getting it through the defense and down. Sometimes it doesn't have to be a hard hit ball, and that was not hard by any stretch by Kate Lichty, but she's able to get it across and through, and it's now 18-14. Here's Jolie Palmer serving. Woolsey Wessington will set for Doris, a hard hit ball. Palmer back there to dig it out. They set it up top. They'll hit it away from Clemente, but Doris is there with the dig. Clemente the other way. Rustlers scrambling. Schlechter with a two-hand push to clear it. And now they'll set it up once again. Clemente the other way, and that is a rocket shot across and down. Samara Clemente with kill number 7, and it is 19-14. As Shaylee Anderberg will check in, Kaylin Anderberg will check out. And the Lady Warbirds with a 5-point advantage as they put it in play here. Back row, Shaylee Anderberg up top. It's Wordle over the top of the defense and down. Another nice play from Grayson Wordle. And it is 19-15. The deficit is 4. The side out back to Miller. And Alea Schlechter serving. Schlechter will push to the back row as UTEC will dig it out. Up top, Clemente. Hard hit ball there. Schlechter will dig. Free ball from Palmer to the back line. UTEC will again dig it out. The set for Kaylin Doris. It's blocked, and a double hit's going to be called on Woolsey Wessington. 19-16. Miller has pulled to within 3. As Alea Schlechter once again sends the serve across. The line drive right there. It's Wordle. She'll try to hammer it, but Woolsey Wessington will dig it out. Free ball back by the Lady Warbirds. Here is Miller. Wordle has it blocked, but will tip it and keep it alive. Here's Jolie Palmer attacking to the back row. UTEC will dig, set for Clemente. That shot is across and down. Samara Clemente with another kill. That is her 9th of the night. Woolsey Wessington, the first team to 20 in set number 4. And here is Kaylin Doris, back row as she will serve. Schlechter with the bump. They work it forward. This is Wordle the other way, and that's across and down. Grayson Wordle, kill number 9. Side out back to Miller. They trail by 3 at 20-17. And checking back in will be Journey Palmer for Miller as Paige Wordle will check out. And Palmer with the serve the other way. UTEC to UTEC. Laney attacks. It's blocked. Clemente will clean up the play for Woolsey Wessington. Here is Miller now. Wordle down the line, and it's out of bounds. 21-17. Back to a 4-point advantage for Woolsey Wessington. It is Shea UTEC who puts it in play. And they work it back to the net. Miller will attack. It's Anderberg. Dug out by UTEC. UTEC will attack, and now Miller the other way. Palmer will attack. Dig made, Roxy Glanzer. Back up top, it's Chemnitz the other way. Nice rally going here as the Rustlers send it back. Chemnitz will set it up, and a bad pass, and Woolsey Wessington puts it into the net. Rustlers will serve once again, trailing by 3. And we will stop for a moment to check rotation. Make sure we have the right person serving, and we do. It's Grayson Wordle to the back row, and according to Dean Duxbury, all is right with the world. As Wordle will softly send the serve the other way. Woolsey Wessington will handle it, though, and Tatum Luce will attack it across, and it's now 22-18. And Woolsey Wessington will work to the back line. Peyton Chemnitz serves. Back across as Miller will dig it out. They attack the other way. And here's Woolsey Wessington again. And it is Laney UTEC who pushes it across the other way. And it's 23-18. And Miller will use their final timeout of set number 4. We'll take it with them as the Rustlers trail by 5, 23-18 in set number 4. We'll pause for 30 seconds on KPLO.
The sports season is upon us, and the last thing an athlete wants is an injury, which can ruin the season for the athlete and their team. The doctors at Carr Chiropractic Clinics PC are highly trained and educated on the prevention, treatment, and rehabilitation of sports injuries. They have a certified athletic trainer and massage therapist on staff. They provide high school athletic physicals, and they're available 24 hours a day if an injury does occur. Let their doctors and staff be part of your team. The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic wish the Miller Wrestlers good luck this season.
23-18 is our score here in set number 4. Rustlers won the opening set 25-17, but Woolsey Wessington winning the next two by 25-21 and 25-23 scores. Trying to pick up match victory number 24 on the season and trying to send the Rustlers to their sixth loss of the season as well. Here is Shaylee Anderberg with a free ball the other way. UTEC will dig. Chemnitz will set for UTEC. It's blocked there, but to dig it out, the Lady Warbirds will, and now they can't get it back across. They get a couple hits on it, but the point will wind up with Woolsey Wessington. 23-19, side out Miller, and here is Olivia Riesel serving. Woolsey Wessington with a free ball the other way. Palmer with the dig. Back up top, Schlechter. She'll work the other way as Chemnitz will dig. Again, they'll set it, and Woolsey Wessington will hit it short. So back-to-back points scored by Miller, and it's back to a three-point deficit, 23-20. Just no margin of error here. Riesel will put it in play once again. Shea UTEC to the back row. They work it up top. Delaney UTEC, who gets it across. Miller will dig. It is Anderberg attacking. Woolsey Wessington will clean that up now as they work it back the other way, and a net violation called on Woolsey Wessington. Woolsey Wessington is going to wind up using their final timeout of set number 4 as well. The coaches have been coaching here tonight. It's 23-21 Woolsey Wessington in set number 4. And we will again pause for 30 seconds on KPLO.
Miller Rexall Drug is an independently, community-owned Health Mart pharmacy. Pharmacists Trent and Travis care about their customers and provide fast, friendly, and professional pharmacy services to help you get and stay well. Medicare and all major insurance accepted, and free delivery or mail service of prescriptions is available, along with price matching. Check out the old-fashioned soda fountain and gift card mall with Hallmark cards. Also, the wine department, a great gift selection, toy and dollar sections, photo machine, and more. Miller Rexall All Health Marts, taking the time to listen and care.
In set number 4 as Woolsey Wessington uses their timeout here. Woolsey Wessington hangs on and wins. They need 2 points. And if they held on to win here in set number 4, they'll win this match. Miller trying to force it to a fifth and deciding set as Woolsey Wessington works the return of serve and some miscommunication, and an ace is sent across from Jolie Palmer. 23-22. No timeouts left for either team as Olivia Riesel will serve it up once again. Back row, UTEC. They work it forward. The two-hand push the other way, and Miller out of position as Tatum Luce pushes it across and down, and now we are at match point. And checking back in for Woolsey Wessington is Kaylin Norris. And she will be at the net to do work. As the Lady Warbirds put it in play. Miller at the net. They will attack. It's tipped there, but off the antenna. And that is a kill for Alea Schlechter. 24-23. So they fight off game or match point once. And the Rustlers trying to serve here for the tie is Kaylin Anderberg. We'll get ready to put it in play. And Anderberg will push back the other way. They set it for Doris, and that's a rocket shot across and down, and that gives Woolsey Wessington the victory as they beat Miller, defeating the Rustlers by a 25-23 score in set number 4, and they come away with the match victory here tonight. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier, including Fair Manufacturing bale processors, and much, much more. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page. Shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our post game is next on KPLO.
Wind, drought, fire, insects, disease. Together with hail, they have formed a legion of multi-perils bent on the destruction of your hard work. Your fields are under constant attack, but the team at Kent Clark Insurance stands by your side in this war. Kent Clark Insurance will give you peace of mind knowing you're covered and your claim will be processed quickly. So protect your hard work. Call Kent Clark Insurance in Wessington at 458-2281. Equal opportunity provider.
Somewhere. Out there, someone needs
help!
That's HELP, short for Hail Dent Elimination Licensed Professionals, like the ones you'll find at Advanced Collision and Repair in Miller. They offer a full-service collision and auto body repair shop with collision repair, paintless dent repair, windshields, and automotive repair. So if you need
help!
Call Advanced Collision Repair at 893-0190 or stop by 1022 East 3rd Street in Miller. Advanced Collision and Repair.
C&B Operations is a proud sponsor of local high school athletic teams. And just like the dedication displayed by athletes, C&B is committed to providing top quality John Deere equipment and service to help you all year long. C&B Operations has a wide range of John Deere mowers, gators, and compact utility tractors to help you get the job done. Schedule your service appointment with the experts at C&B or shop online. Browse the inventory at DeereEquipment.com. C&B Operations, your local John Deere dealer. Committed to being your dealer of choice.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkwurst & Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Post-game underway here at Woolsey Wessington as the Lady Warbirds celebrating a victory in four sets. They knock off the Class A Miller Wrestlers by scores of 25-17. Miller winning the opening set, but the next three won by Woolsey Wessington by close margins, 25-21 in set number two, 25-23 in set number three, and 25-23 once again in set number four. Woolsey Wessington now 24-3 on the season. We mentioned coming in, Woolsey Wessington with the number six overall seed in the Class B field. Number one in Region 2B, to be sure. But looking for those bonus points, you pick up a few extra from a victory over a Class A school, which they'll get here tonight in Miller. They'll have another opportunity against a Redfield ball squad before this regular season is over. I believe that match is next Monday night, and Woolsey Wessington will have the opportunity to move up a little further in that final 16-team field. And of course, they got to get through the postseason as well, but this works for them as well. Miller still trying to hang on to the number one overall seed. They currently set number four point-wise as far as the victory, or as far as the set at number four as far as the Class B or Class A field is concerned, and number one in Region 6A. A loss to a team in Woolsey Wessington playing as high a winning percentage as they are. A loss will hurt, but maybe not quite as bad as just two matches remain for Miller. Ethan on Friday night, and then on Tuesday night next week, they will take on Highmore Herald to close out their regular season in Highmore, and that will be a match we have for you on KPLO. Looking at things statistically, and as close as the points were in this match, of course, the stats will look fairly close as well. 43-41, the kill advantage to Miller, but they also gave up 3 points in the service ace game as Woolsey Wessington was able to send it across ace-wise six times. Miller wound up with 39 hitting errors to 33 for Woolsey Wessington, and that's a six-point advantage there. And in a match this close, well, there's 9 points that they gave up, and that just makes it difficult. It offsets the kill advantage that Miller did have. The Rustlers did a good job, especially in the first couple sets, really making Woolsey Wessington go side to side defensively as Miller kept them moving back and forth. The Rustlers really were not the harder hitting team in this match. It was Woolsey Wessington as they had some big kills at the net. But they kept moving Woolsey Wessington side to side. And as we went through the match, Woolsey Wessington was able to adjust and started to stay at home a little bit more defensively. And that took away the finesse game from Miller. And that allowed Woolsey Wessington to do what they do as they set and spiked very well. Samara Clementi with 9 kills tonight. Kaylin Doris with 18, leading the way statistically for Woolsey Wessington. Paige Wertle in double figures. She had 13 kills for the Rustlers tonight. So 3-1, Woolsey Wessington is victorious. They're 24-3 on the season. With the loss, Miller drops to 23-6. And our post game continues. It's time for our big play of the game. It's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, sometimes you look at the big plays of the game and you look at things, and I think all in all, I think both coaches have to be feel pretty good about the way their teams played this evening. But sometimes you make adjustments, and that turns out to be the difference tonight. We talked about Miller with more of the finesse game, trying to keep the ball away from Woolsey Wessington's big hitters and making the defense move back and forth. We talked in the first couple sets for sure about how many times that Woolsey Wessington's defense looked a little disorganized as Miller was able to score hits on not necessarily the hardest hit balls. But as we went through the match, we saw Woolsey Wessington regrouping a little bit more, staying home a lot more defensively. And that allowed them to kind of slow things up a little bit and allowed them to get the ball to their hitters. And they were able to do some damage in sets 2, 3, and 4. And it turned out to be the difference tonight. And those defensive adjustments from Woolsey Wessington, our big play of the game, brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. Finally, in our post game, it is the player of the game. And we will name our player of the game next. It's brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains.
You've asked, we listened. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Me, Jamie Weisbeck, Kevin Kolstock, and Jason Euchre are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you'd prefer to call in and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help you build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Early order discounts are here, but they won't last long. Our knowledgeable agronomists at CHS River Plains can assist you in selecting the right seed and genetics for your specific operation and cash in on early order discounts. Also, ask our team about building your chemical and fertility plan for the upcoming year. Contact your local CHS River Plains agronomist today. This is Connor inviting you to cash in on the savings and start building your plan for success in the future.
Well, we look at the player of the game nominees. We look at the Miller side first. The Rustlers were led by Paige Wertle, who had 13 kills on the night. 9 for Grayson Wertle, the 5'6 sophomore, playing up amongst the big one, the big taller players, and she held her own tonight with 9 kills on the evening. Shaylee Anderberg was off to a good start early. She had 8 kills in the match for the Rustlers. On the Woolsey Wessington side, Lainey Utech with 8 kills, Samara Clementi, she had her moments as she scored 9 kills on the night, but Kaylin Doris with the difference maker tonight for Woolsey Wessington, the 5'11 senior. She had 18 kills, 2 service aces tonight, and she is our player of the game, brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains. We'll have high school volleyball for you tomorrow night on KPLO as we will be in Highmore. Highmore Herald hosts the Lyman Raiders. A very important matchup as far as Region 6B is concerned, as both of those teams battling for seeding position. It will be our match coverage will commence at around 7 o'clock tomorrow evening in Highmore. Thursday night, we'll have an opening round game from the 9A high school football playoffs from Presho. The Lyman Raiders hosting the Castlewood Warriors. We'll have our pregame at around 6:30. Tip-off is scheduled for 7 o'clock. We'll have Miller and Highmore Herald, their annual get-together volleyball-wise, next Tuesday night. It will be the regular season finale for both teams, and we'll have that match from Highmore next Tuesday night. On Monday night, it will be Minnesota Vikings football, as the Vikings, who got victory number 2 on the season, will take on the San Francisco 49ers. They lost their first game of the season yesterday to Cleveland, and it will be a good matchup at U.S. Bank Stadium. We'll have our pregame at around 6 o'clock, the kickoff shortly after 7 to Monday night. It's Monday night football for the Vikings this Monday night against the Niners on KPLO. On your way home from the game, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you, buckling up is the best way to save your life in a crash. Do it for your family and friends. You have some place to be. Our coverage of regional high school volleyball tonight on KPLO is brought to you by Kent Clark Insurance, Advanced Collision and Repair, C&B Operations, John Deere and Miller, American Family Insurance, Volkgarden and Associates, Barkar Chiropractic, and Miller Rexall. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, by the Golden Buffalo Casino, By Right Seed, Agtegra, Riverview Power Sports in Oklahoma, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Avera Health, the May Adam Law Firm, and by BankWest Insurance. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by Wagner Auto, Kimball Livestock Exchange, Titan Machinery, and Venture Communications. John Neff has been our technical director at DRG Media Group's world headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle. We would like to thank those of you who have joined us worldwide on the KPLO page at drgnews.com. Of course, we'll have this matchup archived for your viewing pleasure on the KPLO page at drgnews.com. From Woolsey tonight, we've had a good one. Woolsey-Westington victorious. We